It'll be good for us because the third preseason game is always the one where I think both teams game plan a little bit. But, you know, we've still got some injuries on both sides of the ball, and I don't know who's going to play for them. But it'll be a good test for us. And I think, you know, there'll be more of an energy with our team than maybe the first two because our star is going to play a little longer. It's national TV, and it's the Colts.
Speaking of the Colts, quarterback-wise, your thoughts on Peyton and where he's at? And, were you taking notes from him at all?
Peyton's a great player. He's a great player. He's one of, you know, three MVPs and Super Bowl and passed, you know, a ton of touchdowns, and he's a talented guy. I love watching him play. He's been doing it for a long time, still playing at a really high level, and he's a pillar of consistency.
Aaron, the way the offense has been clicking on all cylinders, is there still stuff that you feel you guys need to work on here?
Oh, yeah. I mean, Donald didn't play last week, so we need to get him, you know, feeling right about his role with us and get him some touches. I think it'd be good to, you know, start working a little bit more of our, you know, three and four receiver packages, hopefully. You know, get Jordy and James some touches as well. But we need to clean some things up. We had too many missed assignments and mental errors last week, even with the first group. And although we had two scores and two possessions, you know, we kind of masked a little bit of the problems we made by making some big plays.
The offensive line,
the
protection's been really good. Do you think that can carry?
I hope it does because, especially this week, with those two guys they got coming outside, Freeney and Mathis, those guys are, you know, top-notch rushers and guys who made a living in this league for a number of years. So I'm hoping we're on point on Thursday, and definitely something we want to carry over in the regular season. You know, obviously it was an issue for us last year. I think we did a better job at the end of the season. You know, collectively, I think that's something we all want to improve on and have not be an issue this year.
There's potential on you being more aggressive. Don't like interceptions, something that's been in your career the whole time. But what's the fine line between aggressive and aggressive?
Situations, I think. I think the most important thing is realizing, you know, there's a lot worse things that can happen than a punt. There's times where you know, you need to make a tight throw. Often those are third down and red zone when everything happens a little bit quicker. And those are two areas that we did a good job at last year. So, it was, you know, for me, it's just a matter of continuing to find ways to challenge myself and grow as a player. And, you know, sometimes you need to make that tight throw in order to, you know, get the kind of gains you want, move the chains, and keep possessions alive. And I'm not going to change the way I play, though. I play, you know, to not turn the ball over, to get us in the best situation possible, and try and be as consistent as possible.
Aaron, do you guys need a closer look at the run game on Thursday, or do you feel like you have a pretty good handle on what that looks like? Asking the wrong guy?
No, I mean, I think, you know, I think we're okay there. I'm not worried about Ryan or Brandon or anybody we got carrying the ball. John Coon, who thinks he's a tailback now. You know, I'm not worried about that. You know, we do a nice job up front. I think the key for us is just getting to a rhythm with that. As much as we've gotten to a rhythm throwing the football, I think it's, you know, there comes a time where you need to get into a rhythm, you know, with the play calling, with your running. And often that's dictated by the kind of shell they play on defense. If they're giving us a lot of eight-man box, you know, we're going to throw the ball. Team that wants to sit back and play seven-man box, you know, that's, you know, where we're going to run the ball a little bit more. And depending on how Indianapolis plays, we might, you know, see maybe more balanced attack this week.
Have you watched Belaga much, Aaron? Do you notice the difference between him and Darren when they're in there?
The difference between him and Darren in there? I'm not even going to touch that one. I know where you're going with that. I just will say this. Darren Collins has started a lot of games here, and he's done a great job for us. So I'm not going to say a negative word about him. He's my guy. He's had my back, and the young guy's doing well.
Have you heard of the Madden game that's out? That apparently it's already predicted that Spain was winning the World Cup, and it's predicting that you and the Patriots, you guys and the Patriots, will be facing each other in the Super Bowl this year. Have you heard anything about that?
I'm going to wait and see what the Oracle Octopus says, and then, you know, then I'll give you my answer on that. Glad somebody got the reference there.
You and George were talking about this evaluation of you.
No, we just had a good laugh though in the back.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It came up, I take it, or?
Yeah, we just did a little production meeting, and Mike Tirico brought it up right away. Some comments I'd made about certain members who may have not been the most prepared. and then he made a comment about Jaws, so we had a good laugh about it.
Because you've even said publicly, you said that you weren't real thrilled with the way it was taken, right?
Oh, yeah. I didn't think it was very good. Yeah, at the time. His segment. All I said was his segment that he did at the time was not a good one. And if you go back and look at it, I think you'll have a good laugh.
So how would you assess their preparation in the production?
Oh, very good. I think they do a great job on Monday Night Football. I never said anything about how they do on Monday Night Football. I think they do a great job. I think John does great. Ron does great. And I think Mike is maybe the best play-by-play in the business. So.
Subject?
Yeah, go ahead.
Jermichael made a comment last week. that he thinks your offense is to the point where you can pretty much get somewhere whenever you want. I know that that's a little bit of Jermichael, but I'm not sure he's entirely that far off. How do you feel about your offense?
Well, let me just precursor. Sometimes, you know, there's the, when you're watching maybe MTV, and maybe Jackass is on and said this, you know, material is not, something about the producer's show aren't condoning this material. Sometimes you have to take that as far as Jermichael's comments. He doesn't always speak for the entire team when he speaks. But, yeah, that was not intentional, actually. But take it for what you want. But the things I love about J. Mike, he's his swagger. I mean, we need that confidence. I mean, that's great. And he runs his routes. With that kind of swagger, and he's tough to guard. That being said, you know, it's preseason, and we did a great job last year in the preseason, and then we had some struggles early on. So we're going to have to try and find the rhythm that we found in this preseason early on in the regular season. And on paper, yeah, we look like we're tough to stop, but defenses get paid too, and they're going to have a game plan, I'm sure, for everything that we do.
Did last year sort of teach you
something
about, you know,
humility? Yeah, humility? Definitely. I think so. I think the biggest thing that I've spoken on here as well is confidence. I think last year we didn't have the same kind of confidence. This year it's a real confidence. It's a mature, realistic confidence. And last year, you know, everybody's saying we're a good team. And, you know, we were kind of like, yeah, you know, we can just show up and nobody can stop us. It's like the preseason. Well, that wasn't the case. This year, I think it's just more realistic confidence that, hey, we know we're a good team, but we still got to execute.
Get too much confidence?
Or is there no such thing?
Well, there's cockiness, and then there's confidence, and then there's arrogance. I think we're a confident bunch. We're still a young confident bunch, but like I said, it's more real confidence.
I'm sorry, the scale goes... Confident,
no, it's just three types
cocky,
of no. Confident, cocky, arrogant, probably. From lowest to worst.
Is cocky okay on that scale, or would you prefer to say just...
I mean, I don't even know where I'm talking about now. I'm confident, Jermichael's confident, we're all confident.
You guys feel the best as a unit, the way you guys are clicking right now, as far as if you guys have all been playing together and starting?
I like the rhythm we were in last year. You know, the second half of the season, I thought we did some really good things and moved the ball efficiently and cut down on the sacks. It's preseason, but it's important to get into a rhythm. I think you can take some of the confidence over and some of the things that work well over into the regular season, but you got to realize, you know, first week you're playing Philadelphia. They're going to be a diverse front. They got some very strong pass rushers, and they're going to bring, you know, a system and a scheme for us that, you know, is going to be, you know, going to give us some challenges. So we can't expect to score every time.
Aaron, how much work are you doing? Does the quarterback need to be more than the team is doing?
I think that's a good start. That's a good standard to set. I feel like I'm the most prepared guy in the locker room, and I should be. I need to know what everybody's doing. I need to know what I'm doing. And then trying to figure out what they're going to do against us. But we haven't really worked on Philly yet.
A little bit more sizzle, you know, going in the preseason game. It's nationally televised. A little bit more sizzle for you guys?
Almost unfortunately, actually, because they got two studs on the ends. And you don't want to take a ton of shots in the preseason. So I'm hopeful that we'll be able to block it up pretty well.